Welcome to Kinsman Redeemer Ministries, a Christian identity church that believes in the good news that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred peoples are the true Israel of Scriptures. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mark Downey, and today's message is entitled The Genesis of Satanic Deception. And we mentioned deception in our prayer time this morning, and I think it's probably in the national conscience that there's something wrong in the land, but people can't quite put their finger on it. So I'm going to try and help this morning in three different areas. And this sermon will probably be in three parts. The illusions of government, animal magnetism, and the magic of occult societies. Well, I'm not going back to Genesis. Genesis just means the beginning. And so I'm not going back 6,000 years to find the beginnings of our own adversaries corrupting America through deceit. And I'm not going to delve into the superstitious mythology of Satan being some kind of supernatural entity. I've covered that in other messages, that it's just basically wicked people, usually in government. Well, there's nothing new under the sun. For those who believe, they shall be as gods. They certainly know and understand the art and craft of evil. They have, after all, their think tanks of evil geniuses. And I did a message a couple of months ago on evil geniuses. There are such people. They manipulate the thinking of the masses. They own America through the worst sort of avarice that the Bible speaks of. Murders, liars, and thieves. Who are they? Well, I'll get to that in a bit. But here it is, October, and it's a time for the Feast of Tabernacles for some folks, and a time for trick-or-treats for others. It's always interesting, the timing of what's going on in current events and the message at hand. And this week, we started hearing about the Beltway Sniper, and I had already completed today's message about satanic deception, and at our break here this morning, someone asked me what I thought. And I said, well, it's definitely got the odor of government complicity. And here we are, on the verge of another Antichrist war, whereby the rich get richer. And isn't that how it always works out? Our people are so preoccupied with disinformation that it's no wonder we're accounted as sheep for slaughter. Now, if you're going to deceive somebody, it makes sense that you distract them from reality. Well, what's the opposite of reality? It's fantasy. It's illusion. You crash commercial airliners into skyscrapers and put a full court press on terrorism. You play the game of dialectics. You play God. Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, "If it happened, it is because we planned it that way." End quote. Well, this kind of mindset negates the belief that God is always in control, wouldn't you say? The stakes are so awesome in this contest of life and death that the characterization of the good guys and the bad guys have reached new levels of propaganda. We are indeed living in the times where they call good evil and evil good. And aren't they clever when they say, if you're not for us, you're for those terrorist guys. When in fact, they are the criminal politics behind the terror. Here's where it gets interesting, and is the premise of what bothers me more than anything. There are conspiracies, but there are way too many conspiracy theories. After the JFK assassination, there's been hundreds of books published about who done it. And yet I dare say that if one book came out really naming the culprits, do you think that book would get published? I don't think so. The people responsible for the JFK assassination are the ones that are churning out all the rabbit trails and cul-de-sacs. If we put world affairs and current events in a theological context, we also see a betrayal of interpretation as to why we are subjugated to a seemingly insurmountable adversary. Within our own movement, the Christian Identity Movement, we have this leaven of an insidious defeatism that the sky is falling. Why? Because some men, not all, but some men have been conned into empowering the enemies of God. Oh, ye men of little faith, why do you suppose you're the tail and not the head? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because you can't discern who's wagging the dog. I'll give you a clue. If you're a God-fearing man, it's not Robert De Niro. What I'm getting at is the psychological warfare that is self-inflicted upon the fighting spirit of the white man to overcome this pernicious fear of dark supernatural forces on earth. Let me tell you something, there ain't any. When I read the first commandment, thou shalt not have any other small g gods before me, that's telling me that there is only one supernatural power in the universe, which is confirmed in Isaiah 45, 5 and 6. There is no God besides me. There is none else. And in Matthew 28, 18, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Does this leave room for anybody else? No. The Bible warns us about governments contrary to the Word of God and does not deny the sorcery of witches and wizards. But nowhere in Scripture do we find these people, places, or things inherently, key word, inherently possessing control of other people, places, and things. If they did, do you think they would have to resort to deception? Here's the bottom line to the current wave of deception. The small s Satans, or adversaries in our culture, are people who have promulgated the superstition of an over-exaggerated strength, competence, and efficiency of wickedness in high places. We were just talking this morning before church about how incredibly inept this government really is. And this is from somebody that knows. Wickedness in high places, these are the black robe pulpit pimps, is what I call them. The media whores and money changers, otherwise known as banksters, who have put forth the notion that you can't fight the almighty city hall and that an apocalyptic future is inevitable. It kind of flies in the face of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, doesn't it? Our people have been pacified from false teaching. The false teaching of Ephesians 6:12, which says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Well, whole doctrines are built on the foolish idea that our warfare is exclusively spiritual. Of course our weapons are worthless without God. But that doesn't mean we don't physically pull down devilish strongholds, referring to 2 Corinthians 10:4. The contrast is not between human beings and spirit beings. The context in Ephesians 6:11, that the enemies of God want white Christians to ignore, is the fact that we are to be equipping ourselves for battle with the armor of God, that we may be able to stand up and against the deception of real life murderers, liars, and thieves. Do you think if we had a well-regulated militia in Maryland that they would be having this beltway sniper? It'd be a whole different society, I think. There's not much of a difference between serial killers Janet Reno and Ted Bundy other than one held public office. Our godly duty is to resist ungodliness. The reason for us being a warrior is to oppose and counteract any attempt to get us to cooperate and submit to those who want to play God with you and your nation. It's only natural that Mr. Scorpion will sting Mr. Frog on his back while crossing the river, even though he promised not to. And by the same token, those who advocate one world government can't help themselves to reduce the world population to manageable levels and terrorize otherwise peaceful, freedom-loving people into absolute surrender and submission to their totalitarian vision of a new world order. Now, I'm not a big fan of U.S. Congressman Jim McDermott here in Washington State, but he just returned from a fact-finding tour in Iraq last week, and he spoke to a bunch of anti-war protesters up in Seattle on October 6th, saying he believes there's a pattern of deception in the Bush administration to justify war. He's quoted as saying, "One of the dilemmas we've had since 9/11 is that this country has been continuously terrorized by the government. Every week they announce a new threat," end quote. 5 years ago, I wrote an article titled "The Revival of Christian Nationalism" in the Washington Populist Newsletter. And I started off by saying, appearance is the facade that hides ugly fictions. In other words, the images of Madison Avenue can sell an ice cube to an Eskimo. Today, we're being sold so many lies so that the truth is clouded and obscured. But the truth, as the poster says on Fox Mulder's office wall, is out there. The most sure method to revive a patient is for the reviver to have faith that he knows what he's doing. What are they doing, telling us about a rapture and a coming Antichrist? They are helping to create the illusion of government. Well, let me say something about government. Government is made up of laws, And there's only two kinds of laws in the world, God's laws and the laws of man. And if we're following after the traditions of men, then it's not a real government. And our founding fathers understood that. And so what you have, as we have today, is the illusion, a fantasy of government, because they don't follow God's laws. And didn't the disciples tell us we should obey God rather than man? How can they do this? Karl Marx said, take away the heritage of a people, and they are easily persuaded. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Jew Rabbi. This is our country. Not the Jews in New York, not the Mexicans in California, and not the Somalis in Maine, which is the latest alien invasion. I am not easily persuaded by any Antichrist Jewry. Their Talmudic mindset inspired the Bolshevik, not the American Revolution. Big difference. The fiction of a Judeo-Christian heritage is the mirage of witchcraft. And the Bible says witchcraft is rebellion to God. And Judeo-Christianity is supporting man's laws today. And so, therefore, we have government by witchcraft. But I count it all joy, knowing that there aren't going to be any Halloween parties in the kingdom of God. Let there be worshipers of Lucifer devoted to Satanism, so that the word of God will be fulfilled and that they are destroyed. You bet we wrestle with the Skull and Bones boys from Yale. King Boy George said, my heritage is a part of who I am. Yeah, him, Daddy, and Granddaddy were all bonesmen. The Bush family is part of the aristocracy of conspirators, creating this illusion of government. Now, there are several books documenting the malevolent perversions of the power elite, who are engaged in homosexual, pedophilia, ritual murder, child abuse, satanic worship, mind control experiments through the CIA using sophisticated forms of drugs, hypnotism, and torture. They have control of the drug trade, both establishment pharmaceuticals and illicit smuggling, international banking, and they occupy some of the highest echelons of government. Well, history should be a study of these megalomaniacs. Instead, today's wimpy historians become prostitutes who obscure and deny the truth. The function of the news media, today anyway, is to deceive the public and make us stupid. As long as they use deceit, people seem helpless to resist. That is until they start to understand the Bible. 9/11 is a good example of how the occult aristocracy conducts psychological warfare on an unsuspecting populace. It didn't take me long to figure out who was behind it. It certainly wasn't the scapegoat patsy, Osama bin Laden. Well, did you know that the phrase, by way of deception, we shall wage war, is the motto of the fiercely sadistic Israeli Mossad? Not many Americans are aware of the fact that the largest spy ring in American history was busted by the FBI shortly after 9/11. And instead of prosecuting some 200 Israeli Jews for espionage, they were conveniently deported. Our national woes are much more complex than just saying it's the damn Jews, because treason is the reason for the holiday season. At the turn of the last century, our problems began with a flood of Jews and non-whites pouring into our country. It didn't take them very long to pass the Federal Reserve Act on Christmas Eve, 1913. And then for them to manipulate our economy and engineer the Great Depression. And who knows, they're trying to engineer something with our economy right now. The rotting stench really began to smell in 1933 with the election of FDR and his horse-faced lesbian wife, Eleanor. Since that time, our country has evolved into one gigantic cesspool of moral putrefaction, culminating in the archetype Ahab and Jezebel clones of Bill and Hillary. The original Zog of the last century seized power in a bloodless coup d'etat and moved forward with their hyper-bureaucracy of a police state, a corrupt judicial, and kosher legislative branches of government, while institutionalizing the Judaization of the church. This was necessary in order for the average white Christian American to pay for it all in cash and blood. Now, according to Ephesians 6, our warfare begins in the spiritual realm. We just don't go out in the streets and start killing like animals, like the Beltway sniper. Not so with the Jews. They do wrestle against flesh and blood because their spirit regards non-Jews as expendable chattel. They can't come right out and say that they're conspiring to kill us all, even though it's written in their book, the Talmud, that the goyim shall be killed. In their diabolical and demonic minds, they devised a plan of extermination and genocide of the white race, and subsequently Christianity. You see, Christians, true Christians, can't be part of the madhouse New World Order. Our blood reflects the image of God. Therefore, another image, another mixed blood race, another religion must be introduced into the body politic. And in order to do this, the greatest efforts to deceive us must be expended at all cost. Their agenda is to produce a new hybrid mongrel void of identity and class to function only as a perpetual source of cheap labor and mindless consumerism on a Jewish slave planet. Does that sound like a far-fetched conspiracy of satanic deception? Well, just go ahead and go to your local mall and witness the baggy pants, body-pierced wiggers, and air-headed Kelly Bundy-type daughters with mongrel monkeys hanging from their arms. Better yet, go to your local Judeo-Christian church and look at all the mamzer bastards defiling the congregation. Even though the appearance of Jews taking over the world is discouraging to some of our people, that in itself is a scriptural fulfillment. As we read Matthew 24:24, there shall arise false Christ. In other words, those who regard themselves as the Messiah and are anointed of God. Well, you know, these Jews that call themselves messianics, they're not really converting to Christianity. Because in Judaism, their Messiah is the Jewish people themselves. And look at all the knuckleheads that Judeo-Christianity offers to us as the anointed. We protested Benny Hinn at the Tacoma Dome earlier this year, and one person after another said, "How dare you insult the anointed of God?" And false prophets. Look at how many denominations have their predictors of the future. And they will give great signs and wonders. Farrah Fenton says, great and terrible omens. And the NAS says, attesting to miracles so as to deceive. Or some versions say, mislead. If possible, the very elect. Well, who's the very elect? The chosen ones. Well, who's the chosen ones? It's Israel. Well, who's Israel? It's the white race. That's the entire white race. Let me read Matthew 24:24 again without comment. There shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and they will give great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, the very elect. But if we have the whole armor of God, it is not impossible to resist the days of evil. When we do our duty, to stand. I'm standing up against Zog, and you can too. God is always in charge. Always in control. But he allows the sinful and the rebellious to use their own devices, thinking they have a handle on some kind of supernatural power. Spooks and goblins galore. But in the end, they will be snared by their own devices. They can believe whatever they want. But if it's not the truth, God will send them strong delusion. They can hallucinate UFOs and even take fuzzy pictures of flying saucers. There are God's laws, there are man's laws. One is real and the other's fake. It's phony. And the kingdom of God is not an illusion. But what you see in Washington, D.C., District of Criminals, is an illusion. The government is like a Hollywood Jew movie, and I give it a thumbs down. We will continue exposing the satanic deception of animal magnetism and the magic of occult societies next time, and take an interesting look at what are these anomalies and weird coincidences of numbers and signs and all this other weird stuff. But remember always that God protects and defends his called and elect remnant of the white race. Hail Jesus the Christ, praying our Arian benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of the white race, and I will bless them. Amen.